you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The personal fitness sector has been growing in Jamaica, creating more and more employment opportunities. On this week's Career Talk, we tell you all about being a personal trainer. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
Pretty much a personal trainer is a fitness professional that works with individuals, and these individuals can be athletes, they can be individuals who pretty much have gone through rehabilitation and are ready to regain their fitness, individuals who want to lose weight, gain weight, pretty much individuals who overall want to improve their fitness capacity and, you know, reduce their risk of developing lifestyle-related diseases.
Founder and director of O'Shane Bryant Fitness, O'Shane Bryant. It is very important for a personal trainer to have excellent interpersonal skills. These skills will help with gathering the requisite background information to design the perfect fitness regime for your client.
The professional will carry the individual through fitness assessment, through developing a rapport with the individual, understanding the challenges the individual face, the nutritional challenges, the psychological challenges, you know, the motivation behind why he or she wants to, you know, embark on a fitness journey or on a healthier lifestyle, and what are the issues that may, you know, prevent this individual from sticking the course.
The journey to building a career as a personal trainer begins with the sciences. Additionally, Mr. Bryant recommends subjects such as food and nutrition, geography, and social studies. Also, being active in extracurricular activities such as track and field or football will expose you to what it takes to be fit and to develop discipline.
From there, the individual can go to get a diploma in coaching or in being a physical education teacher, or the individual can move on to University of the West Indies, get a first degree in physical therapy or physiotherapy, or can move into medicine, and if they so wish, can pretty much try to branch off into this area as a second field, or the student can move to overseas and get a professional certification. So these are the areas that the individual can branch into, but it really actually starts from having a science background and or being somewhat, you know, physically inclined in sport from high school.
To be a successful personal trainer, there is some fundamental knowledge you will need to acquire while pursuing tertiary education.
It's a matter of understanding population dynamics, understanding movement patterns, understanding dietary patterns from the angle of agriculture, understanding where individuals are located. So this is where we talk about urban studies, but then now understanding some biological concepts such as the physiology of fat, physiology of carbohydrates, amino acids, fat metabolism, carbohydrate metabolism. Understanding it from the cellular level to the tissue level to the macroscopic level. Similar areas will be biochemistry, and the biochemistry goes much more deeper into understanding the different pathways of the fat metabolism, carbohydrate metabolism, protein metabolism, understanding the vitamins, the minerals, where they come from, food chemistry, sociology, and the different concepts that pretty much, you know, govern the whole social sciences. These are areas that individuals can touch into to pretty much better prepare them for the era of being a fitness professional.
Other areas that you'll cover will depend on the type of degree you are pursuing. Mr. Bryant says to be successful, you must spend time to find your niche.
And you can find a niche based on one, who you feel most comfortable with working, and based on your experience, based on the people that you work with, the feedback that they give you, where the market gaps are, that kind of thing. So these are the dynamics that a professional who has after gone through all of this formal education will have to then navigate themselves through so that they can pretty much become a professional that can make some good living.
Founder and director of O'Shane Bryant Fitness, O'Shane Bryant. For more information about courses in physical education, call GC Foster College at 619-1097. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of student engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.